Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Alan Wiggins. Batting second. The right fielder, Lee Lacy. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ray Knight. Batting seventh. The catcher, Terry Kennedy. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Larry Sheets. Batting ninth. The DH, Jim Dwyer. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jeff Ballard. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Daryl Boston. Batting second. The left fielder, Gary Redus. Batting third. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Carlton Fisk. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ivan Calderon. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Fred Manrique. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting ninth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joel Davis. And now, play ball. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins takes first base on ball four. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wiggins moves to second. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Carcoviche settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wiggins scores. Lacy moves to third. It's 1-0, Orioles. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lacy scores. Murray moves to third. It's 2-0, Orioles. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. Lynn moves to second. Two outs. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boston moves to third. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boston scores. Redus moves to second. It's 2-1, Orioles. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets hits a fly ball into left field. Redus settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Allen Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Wiggins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Orioles, 2, White Sox, 2. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen takes first base on ball 4. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkovice hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, White Sox. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boston hits a fly ball into left field. Sheets settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Redus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lacy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a line drive into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Murray hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Redus. Murray reaches second base with a double. Lacy moves to third. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lynn takes first base on ball 4. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0-for-1 in the game. Knight takes first base on ball 4. Lacy scores. Murray moves to third. Lynn moves to second. It's 4-3. White Sox. Joel McKeon now pitching. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy strikes out. Two outs. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheets hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Redus. Sheets reaches second base with a double. Murray scores. Lynn scores. Knight moves to third. It's 5-4, Orioles. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Dwyer hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 5. And the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight juggles the ball. That's an error on Knight. Baines moves to third. Fisk moves to second. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 0-for-1 in the game. Calderon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Baines scores. Fisk moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Orioles, 5, White Sox, 5. Dave J. Schmidt now pitching. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Calderon. The throw from Kennedy and he is safe. Calderon steals second. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique is 0-for-1 in the game. Manrique hits a fly ball into right field. Lacey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fisk tags and scores. Calderon tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-5, White Sox. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Guillen hits a line drive towards third. Knight reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Allen Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Lacy hits a pop-up towards the mound. McKeon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Murray hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-6, Orioles. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lynn hits a line drive into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkovice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Karkovice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Redus hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the White Sox 6. The Orioles will come to bat. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Knight hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first, with McKeon covering, for the out. Two outs. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fisk scoops it up and throws to first, with McKeon covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Sheets settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisk hits a fly ball into right field. Lacey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Calderon hits a line drive into right field. Lacey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the White Sox 6. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Dwyer hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-6, Orioles. Allen Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wiggins hits a fly ball into left field. Reda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Lacey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacey is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Lacey hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-6, Orioles. Bob James now pitching. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ripken is called out on strikes. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Murray hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-6, Orioles. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fisk fields the ball and throws to James covering. Safe. Lynn is thrown out after the base hit. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 10, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hewlett strikes out. One out. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Manrique hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Guillen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn who is chasing the ball. Guillen reaches third base with a triple. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkovice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Karkovice hits a line drive towards third. Knight reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 10, and the White Sox 6. The Orioles will come to bat. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Knight strikes out. 1 out. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-3 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Sheets hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-6, Orioles. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Dwyer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Calderon. Dwyer reaches second base with a double. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Dwyer moves to third. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Wiggins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Calderon who is chasing the ball. Wiggins reaches third base with a triple. Dwyer scores. It's 12-6. Orioles. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 12, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Redus strikes out. 1 out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. There goes Boston trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. 2 outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-3 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 12, and the White Sox 6. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Ripken is called out on strikes. 1 out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 4-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Murray strikes out. 2 outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique misplays the ball. That's an error on Manrique. Lynn moves to second. Ken Gerhardt pinch runs for Fred Lynn. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. he's got one RBI. Knight hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 14-6, Orioles. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-4 in the game. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards short. Gielen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 14, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Gerhart now playing center field. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Calderon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Manrique hits a line drive into right field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 14, and the White Sox 6. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Wynn now pitching. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Sheets hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Dwyer takes first base on ball 4. Sheets moves to second. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. Sheets moves to third. Dwyer moves to second. One out. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 3-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to home to get Sheets. Dwyer moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Ripken hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dwyer scores. Lacy moves to third. It's 15-6, Orioles. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 4-for-5 in the game, with a single, a double, and 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Murray hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Manrique reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 15, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Gielen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gielen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Gielen hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Sheets settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Ron Carcoviche. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Boston hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Redus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 15, and Chicago White Sox, 6. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.